You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. In Haiti, a rising food crisis is threatening nearly half the population with what the UN describes as severe hunger. Already considered the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, in just the last year, the nation of 11 million has endured political turmoil, natural disaster, and of course, the global pandemic. In July 2021, Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated. A month later, in August, a 7.2 earthquake took the lives of over 2,000 Haitians and caused an estimated $2 billion in damages. And just 1 month later, in September 2021, photos emerged of U.S. Border Patrol agents aggressively turning back Haitian migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, riding horseback and using crops like whips. Now, the island nation is in a hunger catastrophe. Roosevelt Supreme is country director for Action Against Hunger in Haiti.
For a population around, 11 million, you have 4.9, almost 5 million people in the desperate situation, means that for those Haitians, they will rely on mostly humanitarian workers, humanitarian organizations like Action Against Hunger. And one quick example I can give you, I was on the field as early as last week. I returned last Friday, and many beneficiaries was telling us that in addition to sending their children to the community canteen that we are doing, they have to come themselves to see if after we serve the children, they can have a meal themselves. Because most of the time, the meal that is being served in the community canteen to the children is the only meal that they have for the whole day. So that's just an anecdote to tell you how the situation is, for those citizens who desperately need support, to feed their family on a daily basis.
Now, help us understand some of the recent factors contributing to this hunger.
They are quite diverse. And one of the first would be that, as you know, because of the change in climate that is significantly affecting Haiti, where you have significantly long drought in part of the country where people are heavily rely on agriculture, but in other part you have severe flood. And let alone that agriculture in Haiti is heavily depending on the rainy season that is being shifted for some time now. So it's kind of a mixed bag. In Haiti, the insecurity also is a big factor that discourages farmers to cultivate the land, because even if you would be very persistent as a farmer, living in the south or north part of the country, you definitely have all the reason to worry that you can bring your production in the big market in order to take care of your family. Because of the insecurity situation, people cannot use the road, the trucks at the market. They cannot come. The south is blocked because of, the gang violence there. In the, central part of the country, we take the national road number one, it's the same thing. Obviously, we still see people who insist to find ways to access the market. But again, the inflation that where you have price of regular goods and like breads or eggs or a simple banana almost double. So it is definitely something that affects all this segment of the population, but mostly the vulnerable people who live, under the poverty line.
Is Haiti a net importer or exporter of food?
In Haiti, we import approximately 55 to 60% of our food needs. So it heavily depends on importation. And rather than lowering the percent of export, it would tend to increase because of this problem of accessing to market that the farmers are facing, but also because of the global effect of the climate conditions in Haiti, and let alone the fact that the farmers, they do not have any support to help them access, agricultural inputs. So I guess it's a mixed bag. In Haiti, you naturally have to import a lot of, the goods that you use to feed the population. But at the same time, you also would need to, have some serious program to support agriculture in order to be able to find a proper balance between import and local production.
Now, is there a reason to believe that the crisis in Ukraine could actually make this problem worse?
Oh, yeah, I think that's a legitimate concern because, as you know, the crisis in Ukraine in various ways would affect countries like Haiti. And the first would be as we heavily rely on importation and all the wheat, we would use and many other, commodities that we would import with increasing price. I mean, they might not be able to reach the country at all or not on time. But the most important, element is that being so dependent on humanitarian assistance, on, you know, the international community supporting Haiti, and we have serious risk that all those support for organizations like Action Against Hunger might be lost very soon, because you start observing, you know, a lot of focus on Ukraine, which is obviously understandable because it's another country suffering from, you know, for his own existence. But at the same time, you would definitely advocate to have a right balance to avoid that the situation deteriorating in Haiti while we are focusing on finding the proper solution to support and to stay in solidarity with the people of Ukraine.
I'm wondering about the fact that we are still in a global pandemic. Is COVID-19 also impacting this crisis?
COVID-19 is definitely a big concern in everywhere in the world, and also in Haiti, and particularly knowing the sanitation conditions in Haiti. And to be honest with you, there are reasons to believe that when we come with a proper formula with complete integration between the government agencies and international organizations like Action Against Hunger, we could do a better job, or we can definitely avoid that COVID-19, you know, I mean, bring a lot of death in Haiti. So we expect that, you know, if we have a good leadership, you know, to take responsibility and also to provide the appropriate means and support, COVID can definitely be addressed in a responsible way, as we did for the cholera outbreak that was very devastating for the country as well a few years ago.
When you talk about responsible leadership, I just want to understand also how all of this both might be in part caused by the political crisis that has been going on, certainly with the assassination and still unresolved, and the ways that it may be causing additional political upheaval or crisis.
Well, absolutely, and that's also the challenge, because as you said, the political crisis in Haiti is honestly the driver of all the problems that we're facing almost at every level, because if you do not have legitimate leaders in power to prioritize and also to organize, it's kind of a difficult, you know, environment to operate in. But again, it's our mission, regardless of that, whatever happened, we have to continue to find innovative ways to tackle the problems that the population is facing, because we cannot turn our back on them.
Is there something that Haiti needs at this moment from the rest of the world?
Actually, I can tell you that the biggest thing that Haiti needs now is solidarity from the international community. And we also need, you know, people to understand that despite the very desperate situation, their contribution to organizations like us that are actively contributing to improving the living condition of people on a daily basis make a difference. And I think definitely it is not the time for the, you know, our friends and allies to turn, you know, I mean, their back on us and to forget about Haiti, because the situation might really, you know, turn in a way that we do not want to see.
Roosevelt Supreme is country director for Action Against Hunger in Haiti. Thank you so much for your work and for joining us today.
Thank you so much, madam, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.